Carpenter using a sharp microphone to open up your request to Command Performance Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Though you will one day be coming home to a country which has gone ahead by leaps and bounds in the development of synthetics, here is something plastic will never replace. The first star you see tonight, and when I saw her, did I make a wish? Miss Martha Stewart singing My Heart Sings.
All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember a little thing. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you, the magic gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things. All of a sudden my heart sings. The funny way you hold your head, the crazy things you've often said, the way your
especially to the 135th Battalion who asked me to sing it. But, Ken, it seemed kind of wrong to introduce me as a star. I'm really just a little girl alone in the big city.
Martha, don't say that so loud. Bob Hope has very long ears, you know. Pointed ones.
Well, I can't help it, Ken. I still can't get over feeling excited and thrilled at being in Hollywood. Sometimes I think I'm dreaming. Maybe someone ought to pinch me.
Allow me.
I beg your pardon. Who is this, Ken?
Who is this? The name is Drooling Jack Carson. All right, Jack. Pull your lips back over your gums. This is Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart? Martha. Martha, don't move. Just stand there. Don't say a word. Just let me look deep into your eyes. Yeah, oh. What's the idea?
That was too deep. I've heard all about you, Jack.
Martha, I'm not really a bad guy. Why, around women, I'm just like putty. Aren't I, Ken?
Yes, you're usually stuck around some girl's window.
Keep out of this. You know, Martha, you being new in town, you want somebody to show you around. And I've already promised the boys who wrote in and signed themselves the Chamber of Commerce of Downtown Saipan. I promised them a third tour of Hollywood.
That sounds swell, Jack.
I can show you the town and introduce you to everybody. I know them all.
Gosh, that's wonderful, Jack. Could I meet all the romantic leading men like Ray Milland and Clark Gable and Van Johnson?
Oh, you don't want to meet them, those male mannequins.
Well, that's who I want to meet. Otherwise, I don't go.
Oh? Okay, let's start walking.
Oh, don't you have a car?
No, besides with you, piggyback will be more fun.
But, Jack, couldn't you take a taxi?
A taxi? Well, I'd rather not, Martha. I'm afraid of them. They're dangerous.
What's so dangerous about them?
All I know, there's a box in there that ticks like a time bomb. When it goes off, I'm out a buck and a quarter. But if you really insist, Martha, we'll take one.
Okay, count me out.
No, Ken. You've got to come along. After all, three can ride as cheaply as one.
Not when one is as cheaply as you.
Yeah. Good night. Let him go. He's just jealous because I know all the movie stars.
Do you really, Jack?
Certainly I know. Well, last night, Betty Grable and I were in a movie sitting right next to each other.
Right next to Betty Grable?
Sure. I'd have seen the picture twice, but Harry James began to get heavy.
Well, I'm ready to leave. But first, in answer to your request to Command Performance USA, here's one of your favorite singing groups, the Sportsmen. Their song, The Brazen Little Raisin.
Out in California where the sunbeams shine, a little grape was hanging on a big grapevine. His papa grape said,
careful, don't get too much sun, cause grapes turn into raisins when they're too well done.
Ah, who's afraid of sunshine?
He said quite cold, as out into the vineyard in the sun he rode. But after several hours when he felt his head, he shriveled up and wrinkled like his papa said. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. Shame, shame, he's not so smart. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. He's gonna be a part of a raisin's heart. Came and tossed him in a great big crate, a little lady raisin met the same sad fate. The lady raisin whispered,
are you man or grape, huh? There isn't any reason why we can't escape.
They found a place to exit and they rolled straight home, and now they're in the vineyards ever more to roam. That's why on every grapevine you'll always see a couple of raisins hanging where two grapes should be. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. Shame, 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 shame. The brazen little raisin, he was nearly a part of a raisin
Sportsman, that was swell. Well, Martha, shall we be off to see the town?
Swell, Jack. Let's go.
Yeah, well, how would you like to start off by seeing a movie? A really good movie.
Which one?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Any excellent picture will do as long as it's worthwhile. How about roughly speaking?
I saw that one.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? I mean, the acting?
Oh, wonderful. I've never seen better acting.
Really?
Yes. Rosalind Russell was simply marvelous.
Yeah, she was... Did you notice anybody else in the picture?
Was there somebody else in it?
Yes. Didn't you see me?
Oh, I didn't stay for the cartoon.
Fine.
But I don't want to see a movie, Jack. Let's visit the movie stars' homes. I want to meet some handsome, romantic actors. I haven't met one since I've been in Hollywood.
You're not talking to Thunderhead, son of Flicker, you know. Never mind, we'll go wherever you like.
Oh, good. But before we go, I have to make a phone call. Excuse me.
Hello?
Hello, Mother. This is Martha. I'm with Jack Carson.
Oh, no! Are you all right? Has anything happened?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, be careful, daughter. Remember what I told you about me.
I will, Mama. Goodbye, dear.
What did she tell you to remember? The birds and the bees?
No, my jujitsu. Well, come on, Jack. I'm ready to meet one of those romantic leading men of the screen.
Okay. If she thinks I'm going to introduce her to some good-looking guy, she's nuts. Now, who can I have her meet that would make me look good by comparison? Let's see. Wonder whatever happened to Ben Turpin. George Arliss is in England. Wait a minute. I know just the guy.
Gee, I'm all excited. Imagine me meeting one of Hollywood's leading glamour boys. I'm so excited I have goose flesh.
Yeah, well, the gander will waddle out any minute.
Oh, good. I wonder who this handsome star is going to be.
This is Jack Oakey, talented star of stage, screen, and radio speaking.
Why, Jack, is this your idea of a Hollywood glamour boy?
Yep.
They're making them kind of round this year, aren't they?
Just a minute there, young lady. I was a recognized Hollywood star when you were just an idea crossing your father's mind. And I might add, it turned out to be a pretty good idea.
Thank you, Mr. Oakey.
Why, that's quite all right, my dear. Now that we have all the formalities over with, come on in and we'll neck.
Why, Mr. Oakey.
Neck.
Yes. You don't even know my name.
Name? What's the name? I'm just interested in the contents, honey, not the label.
Well, I think I'd rather stay out here, Mr. Oakey.
Oh, come on in.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
No, really.
Listen, what else you got to do? I repeat that question. I say, what else have you got to do? Won't do any good to hint there, Carson. I only want a neck with her.
Okay. Martha is only interested in a real leading man like me.
Now, just a minute there, Carson. I was a recognized Hollywood star when you were only 47 years old.
You know, Jack, I remember you when you were a recognized star. I was only an operator in a theater at the time.
Oh, is that so?
I used to change the slides.
Slides? What is that, slides? I'm talking about the movies. Well, you know, I was so great, well, the producers used to pad my part.
I know. Most of your parts are still padded.
Now, just a minute, Jack. Don't let's fight.
Well, stop going after my girl.
Why, there's no reason I should go after your girl. There's plenty of other girls in Hollywood.
Of course there are.
Well, then why don't you go out and get yourself one?
No use, Oakey. You're wasting your time. Martha is in love with me, aren't you, Martha?
Well, does that answer your question, Carson? She didn't say a word, the little thing. That means that she doesn't want to discuss it at the present time. She doesn't even want to answer such a ridiculous question. The truth of the matter is, the little thing's infatuated with me. Aren't you, Martha, dear? It's just too shy to speak.
The only thing to do is to leave it up to Martha. Now, Martha, you'll have to choose between us. Is it Oakey or is it I?
But this isn't fair. I can't make a choice like that.
Why not?
Well, it's like asking a PFC to choose between spam and powdered egg.
Spam and powdered eggs, which is me?
With all that ham in you, you gotta ask?
Well, Mr. Oakey, maybe I will come in your house for a minute.
Oh, goody good.
Don't get any ideas. I only want to use your telephone.
What do you want with the telephone? Try me instead, honey. I'll guarantee you'll never get a busy signal.
I'll say. You were disconnected years ago. Go ahead, Martha. There's the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Mother. This is Martha. I'm with Jack Carson at Jack Oakey's house.
Oh, my poor baby. They're running in packs now.
But I'm all right, Mother.
Remember, keep your back to the wall so they can't surround you.
I'll watch them, Mama. Goodbye. Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. Oakey, but we'll have to be going now. Thanks so much for your hospitality.
Oh, my hospitality is nothing.
I noticed that, too.
Listen, honey, the next time you come over, I'll show you what a great host I really can be. But we'll have dinner together.
Oh, wonderful. Shall I bring Jack?
No, no. I've got plenty of food in the house. No need to bring a nut meatball.
Jack, Mr. Oakey's nice, but that isn't the type of man I want to meet. I like to meet a man who is a sort of combination of Gary Cooper, Clark Gable, Charles Boyer, and Paul Henreid.
Oh, what would you have if you had a combination of Cooper, Gable, Boyer, and Henreid? Just a tall, skinny guy with big ears, no hair, a foreign accent, and two cigarettes sticking out of his mouth.
Well, I think the man I'd like to meet most is Humphrey Bogart.
Well, all right, we'll go over to Bogart's house. I hate slumming, though.
Gee, I hope Mr. Bogart's home, Jack.
How do you do?
Hey, aren't you Peter Lorre? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That's correct, and this is Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
What are you two doing here? Where's Humphrey Bogart?
Well, you see, there's a housing shortage, Mr. Carson. And we were, shall we say, forced to dispossess Mr. Bogart.
You mean you kicked him out of his own house?
Oh, no. He's moved to one of the closets.
Yes, that's right. You'll find him on the second hook from the left.
Oh, my goodness. You haven't killed him, have you?
Oh, please, please, don't be silly. We haven't killed anyone in over 20 minutes.
By the way, won't you come in, Mr. Carson?
No, the weather's too nice and I'm too young.
Oh. But I'd wish you'd come in. Come on, let me take your hat and throat.
No, Pete, I've told you time and time again. No strangling.
Well, that's better.
They go too fast that way.
That's no good, huh?
No, very dull.
Yeah, that's right.
We have several other interesting ways. Which would you prefer, Mr. Carson? Poisoning, shooting, blackjack.
Oh, we are having a special on stabbing today. It's very reasonable, and of course, 2 cents back on a knife.
Come on, Martha. We're getting out of here right now.
Oh, no, Jack. I want to stay. I think these boys are kind of cute.
Cute?
We think you're all very cute, too, Miss Stewart, don't we, Peter?
Oh, yes. She looked very pretty over the fireplace.
Capital idea, Peter. She'd look far more attractive than the stuffed creature we have up there now.
What have you got up there now?
Oh, a little thing I shot while out hunting one day.
What?
A gamekeeper.
You got a gamekeeper over your fireplace?
Oh, yes. He's mounted in the exact position in which he was shot.
He was bending over to lace his shoe.
And he's stuffed and mounted in that position?
Yes, very convenient for striking matches.
This has all been very unpleasant, but we should tear ourselves away, Martha, before these guys beat us to it.
You will not leave the house, Mr. Carson.
Oh, no? Don't try to get tough with me, or I'll let you have it, see?
Just what will you let us have, Mr. Carson?
Anything you ask for.
I thought you'd see it our way.
Mr. Lorry, could I use your telephone, please?
Oh, why, certainly, of course, please. When you go inside, please watch out for Rover. He bites people.
Oh, your dog?
Oh, no, my father.
All right, I'll be careful.
Hello?
Hello, Mother, this is Martha again. I'm over with Peter Lorry and Sidney Greenstreet.
You mean those two I've seen in the movies murdering people and committing all sorts of horrible crimes?
Yes, and they're just like that in real life, too.
Really?
Yes, and Jack Carson's here, too.
Oh, my poor baby, be careful.
I'll be all right, Mother. Don't worry. Goodbye.
Martha, I can't understand that mother of yours. Here she thinks...
Hey,
what was that?
What is what?
I didn't hear anything.
Huh? Well, as Martha, as I was saying...
What's going on, Mr. Carson?
Yes, what were you saying, Mr. Carson?
Did you hear a man scream?
What man?
Him.
I didn't hear anybody scream.
Me either.
Well, I'm getting out of here. Come on, Martha.
Goodbye, Mr. Carson. It's been nice having you. That is, it would have been nice if we could have had you.
I suppose you didn't hear that.
What?
Those shots, those screams.
No, Peter, I believe he's referring to the wedding taking place next door.
The wedding?
Oh, yes, yes. It's part of our special service. We have two men over there now.
What are they doing at the wedding?
Well, you see, the groom needed to be coaxed a little. Goodbye, Mr. Carson.
Jack, I'm angry. When we started out, you promised me some good-looking leading men. And what have I seen so far? Jack Oakey, Peter Lorry, and Sidney Greenstreet.
But they're nice-looking fellows. A lot of girls go for them.
What girls?
Mrs. Oakey, Mrs. Lorry, Mrs. Greenstreet.
Jack, I'm going home if you don't introduce me to someone handsome and glamorous.
Well, as I said before, I do.
All right. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Martha. Let's try this house here.
Ah, buenas tardes, señores y señoritas. Bienvenidos a mi casa. Entren y siéntense. Tengo mucho gusto de verles y de conocerles.
Who's he, Jack?
It ain't Barry Fitzgerald. As a matter of fact, Martha, this is the famous Latin American singer Carlos Ramirez.
Oh, Mr. Ramirez, I'm so glad you were home.
Oh, señorita, I am the one who is glad because you came to call on me.
Oh, Mr. Ramirez, I'm so glad you are a Latin. I just adore Latins.
And I, señorita, I'm glad you are a girl. I just adore girls.
Oh, Mr. Ramirez, you're so handsome.
Oh, señorita, you are so lovely.
Oh, Mr. Ramirez.
Oh, señorita.
Anybody here play gin rummy?
Mr. Ramirez, would you sing one of your Latin American songs for me?
I would be most happy, señorita. Here is one of my favorite songs. It's called Caribbean Prayer, Oración Caribe.
Thank you.
Isabel.
Thank you, Jack, for showing me around Hollywood.
Oh, I enjoyed every minute of it, Martha.
And you were a perfect gentleman. So if you'd like, you can have a kiss goodnight.
Oh, no, thank you. I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's all right if you want to. Really, it is.
No, forget it.
But, Jack...
Martha, really, I don't. Martha, be careful. You're messing my hair.
Oh, one little kiss will never hurt you.
Martha, please, I'm not that kind of a boy. Wait a minute, Martha. I'm not. Martha, cut it out. Hello, Mother. This is Jack. I'm with Martha Stewart. Help! Well, that does it for this session of Command Performance, men. This is Jack Carson saying for Martha Stewart, Verna Felton, Peter Lorre, Sidney Greenstreet, Jack Oakey, Carlos Ramirez, and the Sportsman, the best of the best from the USA.